You're listening to a Juno Afternoon. Scott Burton, your host. It's close to the bottom of the hour. My guests now are Rachel Utzler and Stan Bornstein. And we're talking about the Makerspace, the Juno Makerspace Grand Reopening 2018.
Yes. Yes, and a new space that has space.
All right. You're out in North Douglas now.
Yes. 0.25 miles about thereabouts on the uphill side, 3915. North Douglas Highway. It's directly across from the radio tower.
So just turn right as you're going over the bridge and just half mile, less than that even. So I know a few people are like, oh, North Douglas, but no, it's not that far.
Real close to the bridge.
Oh, yeah.
Real close.
2.5 miles. It's on the left.
Half a mile.
Half a mile. Yeah. What's the address?
3915.
All right. And you get there, and what's the building look like from
the
outside?
Well, you cannot see it from the road, but I did just put up a big sign. It was an old sign from the old church that used to be there, and it now says 3915 on the sides, and it says Makerspace right on the very front.
All right. You drive up, and there's this new space. Well, take us on a virtual tour,
so
if you will.
Virtual tour. We go up the little driveway. You go in between the two little green houses that are right there. You go to the top, and it is a big 6,000 square foot building. It is green, kind of. It needs a paint job. I was just discussing about actual murals on the outside because it is a makerspace.
If you're a local artist who likes to paint outsides of buildings,
we've got
a project for you.
And so basically, you go in, we have our signs, our Juno Makerspace
got a
front
nice
door, and then we walk into the hallway and you go into a main hall space.
Large
and
event
then
space,
we have,
yeah.
9 different rooms surrounding it, and each one has designated activities. So this is where we've gotten to take the computer and electronics lab is away from the sawdust of the wood shop, and we have the ceramic studio completely isolated from different things too. So craft room, so we have a clean craft room. We have a printing press that we got from UAS a couple years ago. That is in there. We've got space for almost everything. Moving the big CNC router into the main hall.
Yeah, for you listeners, Rachel sent me some pictures earlier in the day, and I put them up. If you go to KTOO.org/JunoAfternoon and click on today's show, you can see pictures of some of these machines. Look at these machines
that we have everywhere.
Just a small collection.
What's this one that said it looks like it routed Makerspace into wood?
That is one of our CNC routers. So CNC stands for computer numeric controlled. So it's a wood router. You know, carves out a wood, and it's controlled by a computer. So you just need a 3D image on a computer, and you can carve that right into a piece of wood.
Can you guys make me a sign for Juno Afternoon?
Once I learn how to use it.
Yeah, well, we're working on that part. We do classes on how to use a lot of our equipment as well. So,
Now we just got internet, too, so we can look up stuff.
There's several improvements over the old space that used to be out in Lemon Creek.
Re-grand opening, I think we last talked in about 2015. About how many members do you have these days, and how does one become a member and use this space?
All right. Well, we just got our rebranded website to go up to go with our new grand reopening, which is really exciting. So if you go to our website, there's now a great membership tab there where you can just click on the membership level that you want. So what do we got? Our new prices?
Just our our standard individual membership rate is $50
yeah.
a month.
And that's for an individual just wants to use it for themselves. They're allowed to bring one guest. And then we've got a student membership for $25 a month. And so if you're a student who wants to use it for your art or a project or, you know, inventing something while you're in college and going to drop out of college and start a new, you know, Silicon Valley up here in Juneau, that's $25 a month.
And then we got a family membership for $75.
So that's for your family if you want to show up and work with your family. And we like to say we let you decide what family means to you.
And it's really pretty easy to do this. We basically just do pay the dues, and then you will actually, after your orientation throughout the space, so we know that you're safe with everything, then you can come in, and we have key codes out there, and you'll get sent the new key code every month. And
then you can come in. 24-hour access.
And I just saw, I'm looking at junomakerspace.org right now. There's fun animation video. I saw somebody throwing pots. So you have wheels?
Yes, mm-hmm. We do have a kick wheel. I'm terrible at it. I can never get myself on center, but Ariel sure did.
And did I see a kiln as well?
We have kilns. We definitely. And I'm thinking about, well, I have another extra glass kiln, too, that will be moving in. So glass kilns are coming also. But we do have ceramic kilns. And like I was saying, we have a bunch of printing press. Equipment and things like that. In the craft room, the clean craft room, we have all kinds of stuff that's been donated. We have tons of wax. I'm like, wow, we need to do a candle making class. I just get very excited walking in and being like, oh, look at all that stuff. I bet you I can make a class with this one. And so we will be doing a lot of classroom type of activities too.
I never thought I'd be into candle making, but suddenly I have candles in my apartment because that's something I can just go in and make. And I never thought I'd do this in my life, but here I am.
You know, I'm thinking, I have a little shop at my house in my garage over in Douglas, but I'm looking at this. It looks like you would be collaborating with people and doing – there's probably a lot of energy.
Which is something that I've missed ever since. I mean, I've been out of college for many, many years, and I still go down south, and I send myself to classes constantly because I really miss the collaboration that you get with other people. And this is what – Makerspace is really going to be good
for. It's just great that we have such a range of different people involved with it. I mean, we've got artists and architects. I mean, when you get the collaboration between people with all these different backgrounds, it's just amazing the different stuff that you can come up with and create. And, you know, when someone's working on a project, I've got like the technical details down. Okay, I'm going to connect these wires here and I know how to turn on the light bulb. But then someone else says, well, if you put some nice looking stuff on it, it would be this beautiful project. And I have no idea what looks good. I don't know anything about aesthetics. So, you know, it's this great community of people.
And I know nothing about technology.
So you're a good team.
Exactly.
But yeah, lots of collaboration. It is very much community oriented and it's very much it's kind of do it yourself. We just have the tools available. And if you're a self-starter whatsoever, this is a great place, especially if you live in an apartment. I mean, I know there's a bunch of people that don't have. I mean, like you do, Scott, I also have a studio at my house and I have my own tools. But here I don't have room for the giant CNC cut or router, and I could have taken the printing press to my house, but you know what? I just can't fit that in my basement either.
I was working on one of my drones, fly quadcopters. I was building one, and I didn't have a tool for it that I needed, but I could run to the makerspace and get it fixed up.
Very cool. What are the hours? When can people go here?
Well, like we were saying, it is once you're a member, you can have 24-hour access, basically. We try to keep it... Try not to disturb the neighbors in the middle of the night with loud sawing or anything like that. But you can have full access whenever you'd like. If you just wanted to come and visit, we do have open studio hours just for the public to come in from 6 to 8 on Mondays.
And this Saturday, this is why we're here, our grand reopening of the new space.
Yes.
It's noon to 4. We're having lots of family activities. We're going to have cool projects in all of our studios and shop spaces. So there'll be
all rooms will be open.
We'll have
some pinch pots in the ceramic studio. I think we're going to do some printing and pressing with leaves, maybe on the roller press.
Get some stuff on the laser cutter.
Seasonal.
Laser cut stuff. Let's see.
The computer lab
is going to have some learn to programming programs up.
You're going to have something running on the 3D printer?
Oh, yeah, yeah. 3D printer
will
be
on that.
Printing something. I should figure out what.
We'll probably have a couple saws going. I'm going to make a couple little jigsaw puzzles sort of things.
Yeah, basically working projects.
Just work with the scroll saw. That was in my press release. I did say make jigsaw puzzles with a jigsaw. But I'm like, wait a minute. We use a scroll saw for that.
We have so many different saws.
But we
got
have a scroll saw
scroll
and
saw,
a jigsaw.
Table saw, band saw, skill saw. We've got lots of saws.
So, yeah, basically from 12 to 4, we're going to be doing workshops. Everything will just be open. From 4 to 8, all the rooms will still be open, but we're not going to be really running workshops. We'll just have
barbecue
and chatting about your ideas and just getting inspired about what you can actually make.
It's going to be a party. We're going to have a community party.
All right. And then after that, classes are going to start back up again, or if they haven't?
Yeah, we're going to actually have lists of what people are interested in, and so we can just start developing classes from feedback from the community.
If you have a skill or a hobby you want to teach other people, you know, get in touch with us because we've got plenty of time.
We're always looking for instructors,
too. You could schedule your own class. We usually do stuff on our Monday night open studio nights. When we're open Mondays, we usually have some sort of class to go along with that just in if anyone's interested to teach them a new skill. And I think this Monday I'm going to be teaching how to use the laser cutter because we've gotten several requests for that recently. So,
what's an example of something you might cut with a laser cutter?
Wood or acrylic.
Okay.
you can cut into wood and either etch or cut. So, you can make some jewelry.
It's fairly small, the laser cutter.
You
do a small sign.
The cheapest laser cutter you can physically buy is the one we've got. Long story there. Come see me in person for that one. But you can do etching or engraving. And so I've been taking some photographs and stuff and just etching them into wood as some cool projects. I took Pat Race's map of downtown that he did a few years back, and I just kind of made that into a wooden picture, and it turned out great because it's just any black and white image you can put onto, you know, a piece of wood or acrylic. And the next step that I'm going to be working on is lighting them up so you can have light up acrylic signs. So that's a project I'm excited to be working on.
Very and then cool. We've all been working on the cleaning. And I'm even going to have the bathroom doors on before we have this opening.
What do you like to teach the most, Rachel?
I do a lot of different teaching. I do right now, actually, I'm about to go and do some mosaic classes. I do a lot of glass classes. I've done some stained glass, even though I'm not really good at it. I could do some hand building classes. I teach all kinds of things.
What materials do you use in your mosaics?
In my mosaics, I've been using, I've been doing creative mosaics where I've been using some glass, but then I've been using other different objects and like some rust and different things. I actually do have a show coming up that I'll be doing at the Canvas in November. So I'm working on doing classes while I'm doing my own work. It's actually really nice to teach classes because I develop my own work while I'm teaching the classes, which helps a lot.
Maybe get the students to help you with
and
some of the pieces.
That also can help
a lot. You guys come help me hang the show.
Or maybe just give me those great ideas. That's the other thing with collaboration with Makerspace is like you basically have all these other ideas to feed off of.
Yeah, sounds great. Yep. I'm thinking of other individuals coming from the community to teach classes. Off the top of your head, are there any gaps and any specialty you need there?
There is.
Everything.
Oh, yes. Oh. Yeah, we have a lot of gaps here and there. We're actually really looking for board members, too. We do have three seats on the board that we do need to fill. So that would always be helpful. Mm-hmm. We do also, we do need someone with a CNC router. That is a little more the big one.
The big one. Oh, yes. How to? We'll probably have some classes, some like learn together classes here where we figure out how to use the machine because none of us have used it yet. But it is certainly once we get it up and running, a tool that'll be a lot
really
of fun.
Fun to use. Yeah, most definitely.
Yeah, we have two of them actually, and one of them in the move it was taken apart and. A project for the whole space is going to be putting that one back together.
Do you guys get into like working on cars and stuff, or is this more of arts? And
this is a little bit more arts and crafts. So basically, when you do have a larger project, you need to not have we're not leaving dead cars in the yard or anything of that sort whatsoever. So it does need to be a project that is a little bit
mobile.
More form. Yeah, it's a little bit more mobile. But I mean, if someone wants to start building tiny houses in the yard, that might be a really brilliant idea or something like that. We have a larger lot.
And a covered area that does accommodate some larger woodworking projects.
We do have a covered area out in the front. We also have plans for actually we are not allowed to weld inside, but we do have plans to actually build an outdoor area, perhaps in a container or a shed sort of thing where we are going to be able to offer welding occasionally. And I really want a forge.
What about an outdoor kiln as well?
Outdoor
wood
kiln.
Fire?
Oh, we could do a salt fire kiln. Ooh.
We've got some materials for that. So
we do. I have a lot of extra kiln brick.
It's sitting there waiting to be used.
Yep. So we're just moving in right now, but the sky's the limit, really.
And remind me of the prices again, just for a guy like me, if I want to go down.
For individual membership is just $50 a month, which is really fantastic for have much space and how many tools that you actually can have. I know just buying a personal studio space is well over $300 a month. So $50 a month is just a bargain to have all that. And then you have students for $25 a month and families for $75 a month.
All right. And all of that can be done at junomakerspace.org.
Yeah. Go to our new and still to be a little bit more updated, but our updated website here, junomakerspace.org. Memberships get you 24-hour access, discounts on classes and rentals, too. We do some rentals of the main hall. There's a stage in there. You can do all sorts of fun activities.
Oh, so. Music?
Music,
oh, yeah.
Performances.
We're also thinking about the closet could go and turn into a little sound recording studio, too. We've had those discussions.
not to compete with K2 or anything. But,
no, just a small little recording place for individual, one musician at a time.
I've heard people are looking to record podcasts around here. So,
we could do anything.
Sounds
we can build
it. It's what you make it.
This is what exactly.
If you build it, they will come. Something like that.
Exactly.
Something like that, yeah.
Or if they come, then they can build it.
And then they can build it. That's exactly how
come,
we're going to do
then build
it.
Yeah, yeah. I guess we got that backwards.
And then we will have this whole big membership table when you come in on Saturday. And we now, since we do have internet access and things like that, you could just swipe your card right on the square and you're an instant member.
Mm-hmm. All right, junomakerspace.org. Meet these two individuals and many more, Rachel Utzler and Sam Bornstein, this Saturday from noon to 4. The address once more, please.
Noon to 8.
Noon to 8, excuse me.
Activities noon to 4 and food and partying 4 to 8.
Got it. And the address once more?
3915 North Douglas Highway. And uphill side.
Uphill side, about how many miles from the bridge again?
Half.
Less than mile.
Half.
Less than half a mile. 3915.
3915.
North Douglas Highway.
And there is a sign.
There's a sign.
It's a wood post that says Makerspace in gold letters.
And we may have a bigger sign, too, for the event.
Oh, and we'll put out a little placard. Why not?
And maybe a balloon. People like balloons.
So. Oh, don't get her started.
Don't get her started.
No balloons.
Okay. Sam and Rachel, thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.